Here's an interesting question. So, attending a workshop or watching a demo, can they improve your bonsai skills? Well, demos are the mainstay of most bonsai exhibitions worldwide. Inviting well-known artists, including me, to perform is considered an essential to increase attendance to a show. But will watching a demo actually improve your skill, or are they there for entertainment, or worse? I've been told that watching a demo is a chance to sit down and eat your sandwiches. Oh, thanks, guys. Never before has there been such a large pool of talent available for organisers to choose from. Artists that have been trained in Japan, artists from Japan, artists with many years' experience, artists that are young and dynamic, the choice is huge. Yet I have sat through some demos from experienced artists and learned nothing. After a brief introduction, they've worked in silence throughout the rest of the demo. 3 hours of watching somebody wire a huge pine is not a learning experience. It's essential that the demonstrator engages and manages the expectation and level of proficiency of the audience so that they can deliver a demo fit for purpose. Creating a finished, credible bonsai image is what is typically expected. But unless the material is suitable, it is disingenuous to hoodwink the audience into believing that a bonsai can be created in a few hours. Is a demonstration about being amazed by the skill of the real masters of the art, or is it about teaching and learning? Expectations differ fundamentally according to each. Some people are always going to be disappointed unless the perspective in each case is made clear from the outset so people can form realistic expectations of any particular demonstration. Any material must be approved by the demonstrator before they walk on stage. No surprises. And as for major shows, that material must have been prepared for demo months, if not years, in advance. The time of year is also critical. The chosen species should only be worked on at the correct time of year. Too often a tree has been butchered to satisfy the desire to create a finished bonsai. A little more instruction and the audience will be better informed about what can be done to create a tree that needs only a little more work at a later date to achieve the same result. I believe it's okay to have an assistant or assistants working the tree while the artist engages with the audience. Explaining the techniques used, care and ongoing maintenance, occasionally having a hands-on with branch positioning and styling. Simultaneous demos with more than four artists have become the fashion at larger events. Engaging a moderator or master of ceremonies, particularly if the artists are unable to communicate with the audience due to language difficulties. A good moderator should field questions from the audience and involve the artists, encouraging interaction. The demos I have enjoyed the most include restyling a bonsai that has lost its shape as the basic framework is there and the artist is able to deliver a finished image. Also a tree that has been prepared specifically for its first styling. This is the most rewarding, as many enthusiasts struggle to see the bonsai within the material. I restate, the tree must have been properly prepared seasons in advance, and not simply purchased from a garden centre. This is also true for attending a workshop. The material you take will determine your satisfaction from the experience. Workshops are typically between 5 and 7 hours duration with a break for lunch. Unless you're happy to work other attendees' trees, you should take along material that will keep you occupied throughout the day. What you ought to expect from a workshop are techniques that will improve your understanding and appreciation of bonsai. A workshop means attendees doing the work overseen by the professional or master, not the professional spending hours wiring your tree. I do not recommend that complete beginners attend advanced workshops with professional artists as they demand more of the pro's time. basic wiring, species choice, and using tools should have been covered well in advance before attendance in the workshop. And a workshop must be more than simply wiring and styling. Aftercare, ongoing maintenance, placements in the garden, pot choice should all be covered. Leaving with a finished bonsai should not be expected. Do not make the mistake of concluding that workshops and demonstrations are the same. They are not. They can be, but in most instances, workshops are for education and demonstrations, depending on the subject, are for enlightenment and revelation of styling options. Thank you for listening.